The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
A new report from Fluid Focus has revealed that students spend 5.5 hours daily on their phones, which could add up to 25 years of their life in total. It's also highlighted the negative impact that that amount of screen time has on your mental health. Dr. Charlotte Armitage is the authoration of Generation Zombie, Why Devices Are Harming Our Children. Good afternoon, good evening, Charlotte. How are you?
Hello. Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I was tutting, isn't this terrible? And then I looked at my own phone stats. I went, oh no, I'm very much guilty of this as well. It's insidious, isn't it?
They are insidious devices, and you know they're very clever and they're very addictive, and you know they have us all in the palm of their hand or in the palm of our hand.
If it was 5.5 hours, shall we say, of working on your thesis or doing research into a major topic that is going to help change the world, I'd say something. But how much of the time is mindless scrolling?
Yeah, I don't think we necessarily know, but I mean, you know, this number, sort of 5.5 hours, the worldwide average is 6 hours and 40 minutes that we're spending a day. So if we live to 100, it's 27 years. I know that this research is saying 25 years of our lives would be spent on a phone. We don't know what people are doing on their devices. It's very unlikely that it's going to be productive if it's on a phone, because those screens are too small to be doing anything like writing a thesis, for example. So we don't know. I don't think it's broken down as to what people are doing, but these phones and what's addictive about them is the kind of short form content, the social media platforms, the gaming, and none of that is particularly productive.
No, and the impact on social skills is massive as well. And as mentioned earlier on holidays recently, and you're looking at everything that's happening in social media land, and all the kids, they're all sitting at the dinner table in the restaurant. They all have their phones out or they have iPads out, and none of them are engaging with their parents. That they might be delighted to not have to talk to their kids, but it's not great for what happens when they have their own kids in the future. We're setting a precedent.
Yeah, we are. And, you know, it's really unhealthy. I think we're becoming a very disconnected society and very lonely, and it has an impact on our physical and our mental health. We need connection with other people for our survival. So even if we get to a point where AI can function on its own and do all of our jobs for us, we still are going to need attentiveness and interpersonal skills to be able to form relationships, to navigate those relationships, and to have the skill to do so. So, and we need that for our survival. We're still humans at the end of the day. We still need that. And as we're getting more disconnected, as we're becoming more isolated, as we've now got young people developing relationships with AI chatbots that aren't even real, never mind social media, you know, we are creating a generation of children who are going to struggle, who are already showing that they struggle with their interpersonal skills, and they struggle socially as well.
75% of Gen Z admit that they struggle to maintain concentration during a conversation, right? And I'm not Gen Z, right? I'm definitely not Gen Z. But I'm finding that as well. I find myself in meetings and I'll drift off and a text will have come in or a WhatsApp, and I'll kind of, you know, I'll be still listening, but then I start reading, and then the opportunity comes for me to say something and there's awkward silence. You know, as it goes back to the insidious nature of this, you know, we are losing the ability to hold concentration on anything.
We are. Our attentiveness has been eroded by these devices. It's the reason is that the what holds our attention on these devices is the short form content. So the brain gets used to having a release of dopamine or some new stimuli every 10 to 15 seconds, if that. And we are now expecting that. So then when we have to sit and listen to somebody and focus on what someone's saying, or focus on a meeting or a book or anything that requires some sustained focus, people struggle to do that because the brain starts to look for the dopamine hit that it would ordinarily be getting from the phone. They've completely, you know, they've come in. These phones are a barrier to our relationships with everybody else. They're, you know, they are eroding, you know, humanity away, really, in the way that they sort of draw our attention in away from the real world around us. It's worrying.
Yeah, parents are definitely going to be worried about this. But at the same time, if the parents are victims of the same issue, then they're going to be somewhat blind to it, aren't they?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And if you are, you know, children will imitate what we as the grown-ups do. And I think we're all, I mean, myself included, I try to be better given the work that I do. But, you know, we are all kind of slaves to the devices, and we have to model those behaviours for our children. But it is a difficult one for us to break free from.
So what's the advice right now? If you've got someone who is at home, it's the summer months, the schools are finishing up, the primary schools are finishing up this week, secondary schools already finished, and children looking forward to a summer of vegetating in their bedrooms, looking at social media that is no longer than 10 seconds each. What's the advice to parents?
We try to limit that as much as possible. Ideally, it's a difficult one, because if your child's never learned how to play by themselves, then it can be difficult for them to learn how to start doing that now. But it's not impossible. So just slowly and gradually start introducing them to doing different activities. So we do need to replace it with something else. So it could be drawing, it could be painting, it could be running, football, anything.
You know, so just you have to talk to them, do you?
But you don't have to talk to them, yeah. But I think that you could, I think setting the boundaries. So my advice is absolutely keep the phones and devices out of the bedroom. Their children are much more at risk of all of the adverse impacts of these devices. So whether that's the online world or being wasting days and hours just sat staring at a screen, they're more at risk if it's in the bedroom. It also impacts their sleep, which then has a negative impact on their functioning the next day. So make sure the phones aren't in the room. Try and have a family agreement about how you're all going to manage your phone. So parents, children, everybody else, what are you going to do? How are you going to manage your device use? Your children are going to have some views on how you use yours. And it's about a negotiation between everybody about what is going to feel better for the family unit. Once everybody's agreed to these rules, ideally we want to be having no devices in the bedroom so that our sleep isn't interrupted. No devices at the dinner table. Like you said, sit at the table, yeah. Talk to each other, interact. That's where we learn a lot about each other. You know, young children learn about language. They learn about turn-taking. Older children can learn about adults. Adults can learn about the child.
Well, how the world works. You learn about interpersonal relationships from listening to your parents, about the conversations they've had during the day, and a lot of that's being lost. Charlotte, we leave it there. Dr. Charlotte Armitage, author of Generation Zombie, The Devices That Are Harming Our Children. If you think about it, right, so mobile phones were introduced, what, maybe about 30 years ago? The first bricks that came out that were on the 088 network, and if you were really clever you could listen in on people's conversations, that then kind of began with text messages and so on. If you went back 30 years and say, see that? That's going to take up about 25 years of your life. You wouldn't have got one. You'd have left it on the shelf.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.